have you been?
Out. I assume I can go out when I feel like it.
Madame is quite agitated. Earlier this evening, she wanted you for something, and you could not be found.
Well, that's tough.
I don't think you understand, Mr. Gillis. Madame is extremely fragile. She has moments of melancholy. There have been suicide attempts.
Why? Because of her career? She's done well enough. Look at all the fan mail she gets every day.
I wouldn't look too closely at the postmarks if I were you.
You mean you write them?
Will you be requiring some supper this evening, sir?
No. And Max?
Yes, sir.
Who the hell do you think you are, bringing my stuff up from my apartment without consulting me? I have a life of my own. Now you're telling me I'm supposed to be a prisoner here.
I think perhaps, sir, you will have to make up your mind to abide by the rules of this house. That is, if you want the job.
I started work on the script. I hacked my way through the thicket, a maze of fragmented ramblings by a soul in limbo. She hovered there like a hawk, afraid I'd damage her baby.
What's that?
I thought we might cut away from the slave market.
Cut away from me?
Norma, they don't want you in every scene.
Of course they do. What else would they have come for? Put it back!
I'd made my first big mistake. I'd put my foot in the quicksand. It wouldn't be a few days, paste and scissors. This would take weeks. The house was always so quiet. Just me and Max and that organ. No one phoned, and nobody ever came. And there was only one kind of entertainment on hand. Max, what's on this evening? I hope it's not one of her weepy melodramas.
We'll be showing one of Madame's enduring classics, The Ordeal of Joan of Arc.
Oh, God. We saw that last week.
A masterpiece can never pall. She is the greatest star of all.